So there's both the relative teaching, the relative toolbox, you know, the meditation practices and the Dharma and other things that you might bring from other disciplines. A lot of you have read about Tonglen or done it with me. And Tonglen is a real powerful way to work with the Shenpa and also to change the way you look at it. Because then the Shenpa becomes the seed of compassion. So this is to say you can do something which is really not Tonglen, but kind of similar, which is that you simply, when you get in touch with the feeling, you breathe it into the heart. Some people who are more intuitive, non-conceptual, or actually sometimes people who are very conceptual and keep getting caught up in the mind, find that very direct, very experiential, and somehow easier. You can just breathe it in. Breathe it into your heart. And the image comes from the Tonglen instruction, which is that you make the heart bigger, 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 so that it can contain anything. Or you make your whole being, in a sense of big enough to contain the whole thing. Nothing's going to get stuck. It's like embracing the darkness, you could say, or something like that. Tonglen takes it a little further, so I'll just mention it, just touch on it, which is that you breathe it in with the willingness to experience the pain of it, and you think of all the other people in the world who are feeling that kind of pain, and you just breathe it in, and it awakens the compassion, awakens the heart. And then you breathe out and you ventilate the whole thing as best you can for yourself and all the other beings. And then you breathe in again and you touch it completely for yourself and all the others. Like what you experience becomes the way that you understand the suffering of all beings. And so for me, and that's worked for years in terms of bringing in the warmth, kindling the heart, and opening it up, giving it a bigger perspective than just my burden. Everyone has a Shenpa, and it's like my kinship with all living things, you know. So I just wanted to mention that. There's another way to sort of change the way you look at it. So we also work with the absolute teachings. And in this example, it was the absolute teachings on the nature of mind and the nature of thoughts and the nature of emotions. They're fundamental, spacious, open, unobstructed energy that benefited her and brought her back to her body and her heart and her wisdom. So we also work with the absolute teachings, which is to say, whatever arises in the mind is fresh, the essence of realization. And that's an absolute teaching that when you're in the throes of the Shenpa, how to realize its emptiness nature, its freshness, its openness. I feel like actually when we label thinking, it's a kind of an absolute instruction in a way, because it's like pointing out that it's just ineffable. It's just words that aren't even being spoken with. It's not even gotten to the sound level, except we hear it. And it's very, very convincing, but you say thinking, and that's like touching a bubble with a feather. So I feel that instruction is very, very helpful. And then sometimes people just do the same thing without the labeling, but basically they recognize the thoughts as clouds in the sky. And that's one of the lines in the Seven Delights. It says that when thoughts of a perceived and a perceiver, self and other, lure my mind away and distract, that's talking about the thinking process, when you're hooked with the Shenpa, I don't try to get rid of it, as basically says. I just plunge into the essential point, which in this case is the absolute instruction. These thoughts are like clouds in the sky. There's this shimmer where they fly. Thoughts that arise for me, sheer delight, because the thoughts themselves become a doorway to emptiness.